This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 14th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. One of the issues that has emerged from the CME Group's closing of the trading floors other than the Eurodollar options is that brokers who use a floor broker registration to manage off-the-floor business are now having to register in another capacity. They are losing their exclusion on September 30th, 2021. The CME said in a notice from June 11th, 2021, effective on October 1st, 2021, absent an extension of the no action relief, you will not be permitted to handle customer business unless you have obtained registration in another capacity. Another issue is whether the floor brokers will have to take the Series 3 test or whether they will be grandfathered in by some regulatory relief worked out by the CFTC and NFA. If you're an impacted floor broker who has customer business, I would like to know what your plans are for handling that. I would love to follow this story and write more about it. Contact me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Robin Leibowitz, former head of global marketing at AWS Financial Services, has joined Digital Asset as their chief marketing officer. Chess great Garry Kasparov made a surprise appearance at a chess tournament and had a disastrous result, losing 14 games, including one in 7 moves, the FT reported. Needless to say, competing at a tournament for the former number one ranked chess player in the world was the wrong move. Happy Bastille Day to all of JLN's friends in France. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Today in JLN, we have part 2 of our interview with Alex Lamb for the Path to Electronic Trading series. Later today, we will publish our interview with Tim Brennan for the Path to Electronic Trading. Brennan is a former Morgan Stanley, Citadel, Merrill Lynch, and ABN AMRO executive. The FOW Global Investor Group's first ever virtual India International Derivatives Conference will take place on Tuesday, the 20th of July from 9:30 to 12 o'clock IST. This year's conference will consist of 2 panel discussions along with a spotlight presentation. For more information and to register, you can find a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Alex Lamb pursued one opportunity after another in the burgeoning financial futures markets in Europe starting in the mid-1970s. Then later with technology providers to markets around the world that migrated to electronic formats. After he hired Garry Kemp as a programmer to connect GMI to DTB and then to develop a front-end screen that turned into Trading Technologies desktop offering. Kemp returned the favor and hired Lamb at TT. While Lamb was working at Trading Technologies, a venture capital firm made a significant offer for a small percentage of the firm. Kemp and Lamb had made a presentation to the venture capital firm, which was unaware the futures markets were being electronified. Ultimately, Kemp would turn down the offer. To see this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. EU's month-long delay picking watchdog head draws criticism. Incoming chair of ESMA was expected to take up role April 1st. MEP Regner calls for a female candidate to be appointed. Tensions are rising within the European Union over the failure to name a replacement to head the bloc's top financial markets regulator. Paris-based European Securities and Markets Authority has been without a chair since Stephen Mejour's mandate came to an end in March because of a potential standoff at the Council of the European Union, which represents the national governments that make up the bloc. The delayed selection is damaging the watchdog, Evelyn Regner, a member of the European Parliament, said in a letter to the presidency of the Council. My comment, I see a trend here. Here's a story from the FT. Ex-Nomura banker stages Olympic hunger strike to win access to his children. French national Vincent Fichot has been battling Japan's antiquated custody laws for 3 years. A former Nomura banker who quit his job to stage a hunger strike close to Tokyo's Olympic Stadium expects his health to be dangerously compromised by the time world leaders gather for the Games opening ceremony next week. My comment, Japanese law versus what is morally right are the key components of this story. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. U.S. COVID-19 case counts have doubled in recent weeks. Public health officials, epidemiologists say rise is being driven by Delta variant, summer socializing, and younger unvaccinated people. New COVID-19 cases are on the rise in a number of states across the U.S., worrying health officials and epidemiologists as many Americans remain unvaccinated and the highly transmissible Delta variant spreads. The U.S. is averaging more than 23,000 new cases a day, double the 7-day average of around 11,300 cases 3 weeks ago, according to a Wall Street Journal analysis of data from Johns Hopkins University. On 17 of the past 18 days, the 7-day case average was higher than the 14-day average, also suggesting cases have been rising nationally. My comment, by September, the U.S. will be in full mask and social distancing mode again, I predict, as cases soar. Here's a story from Fox Business. Billionaires descend on Sun Valley in private jets to talk about climate change. The cabal of some of the most high-profile people in media, finance, and technology descended on Idaho's resort town of Sun Valley in private jets this week to tackle, among other things, climate change. On Tuesday, the day the conference kicked off, traffic from private jets got to be so busy that the Federal Aviation Administration temporarily banned planes on the West Coast from taking off. My comment, in the COVID era, one travels privately as much as one can, no matter how much money one has. Here's a story from YouTube, The Power of the Fed. When COVID-19 struck, the Federal Reserve stepped in to try to avert economic crisis. As the country's central bank continues to pump billions of dollars into the financial system daily, who is benefiting and at what cost? Frontline investigates the power of the Fed and how the central bank's actions have played out over the years on Wall Street versus Main Street in a gripping new documentary. From the award-winning investigative team behind Amazon Empire and the Facebook Dilemma, the film traces how an experiment the Fed began after the 2008 crash has been dramatically changing the American economy, exploring criticisms that while well-intentioned, the Fed's efforts have contributed to wealth inequality, helped today's financial world grow far more removed from the real-world economy, and prompted fears of growing inflation and an impending crash. Comment? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Humanoid robot keeps getting fired from his jobs. Pepper, SoftBank's robot, malfunctioned during scripture readings, took breaks in exercise class, and couldn't recognize the faces of family members. Having a robot read scripture to mourners seemed like a cost-effective idea to the people at Nisei Echo Inc., a plastics manufacturer with a sideline in the funeral business. The company hired child-sized robot Pepper, closed its investments of Buddhist clergy, and programmed it to chant several sutras or Buddhist scriptures, depending on the sect of the deceased. My comment, bad ideas are bad ideas, robot or not. Here's the top three stories from Tuesday. Our top story Tuesday was Farewell Open Outcry, a reminisce of the Chicago trading floors from the trade. Second was the Financial Times, The Quest for the Investment Holy Grail, an index of everything, about MSCI working on the ultimate index tracking the performance of all markets. Third was a Bloomberg opinion piece by Matt Levine. Goldman doesn't want mercenaries, about salaries of junior investment bankers, among other things. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.